Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for your attention. What I'm going to talk about is whether endophytic fungi and the nitrogen input infect tophaceous and plantago competition on the animal CO2. Why we do tophaceous and plantago? Tophaceous is one of the most important grasses as a forage and turf, also used as erosion control. There are now more than 35 million hectares in the U.S. Tophaceous also often associated with systematic endophytic fungus. Endophytic fungus is a very common microbe with living within plant, but without affect plant appears. It often enhances host plant growth and resistance to stress, environmental stresses. But it also can produce a toxin which is harmful to animals, especially for cow and sheep. So this concern need a development of endophyte-free or toxin-free tophaceous cultivars. So our question is, does this alteration in endophytic status reduce tophaceous competitiveness against wheat? So we use plantago as wheat model plants because it's a very common one in pasture and natural habitat. Our two objectives are, first is examine whether endophyte-free tophaceous reduce its competitiveness against plantago. Second, determine whether nitrogen input and climate change factor affect interaction between fescue and plantago. We designed this experiment we use a treatment as CO2 concentration. We use ambient CO2 and animal CO2 and two nitrogen level. One is 10 ppm, we refer to low, and 35 ppm as a high level. And the three fescue cultivars, endophyte-free, use a Jasper E-. And endophyte infected, that's the same strain, but with endophyte infected, we call E plus. And also use the Kentucky 31, this is a very common fescue species. We use split design, and each treatment has a full replication. We grow fescue, each fescue cultivars in each compartment with a plantago. And this box is placed in this growth chamber. Each chamber has two boxes, one with no nitrogen, another one with high nitrogen level. We did three major measurements. One is plant biomass and total nitrogen concentration and the mycorrhizal colonization. Now I'd like to show some major results. This is tophaceous biomass. The white color are ambient CO2. The orange color is anaerobic CO2. This color code use the same as thereafter. The first three colors is no nitrogen, this is a high nitrogen level. So elevated CO2 increased fescue biomass 15 to 40%, and also nitrogen, high nitrogen level increased biomass, which is much greater than CO2. However, there are no statistical difference between end-of-life effector and end-of-life free cultivars. This is a Plantago biomass, excuse me, similar with a phase Q. NFCO2 increased the biomass, which is looks higher than phase Q. Nitrogen input increased the biomass, but the magnitude is smaller than phase Q. Interesting is with the Plantago mixed growth with the endophytes infected phase Q get a higher biomass. We calculate the phase Q to Plantago biomass ratio. this ratio means if we get a higher ratio, higher number, the ratio get a higher number, that will more phase Q biomass compared to Plantago. So under NFCO2, this ratio is decreased. And nitrogen input increased the ratio. However, under E minus cultivar, phase Q cultivar get a higher ratio. This shows the phase Q nitrogen is similar with biomass. Under NFCO2, the nitrogen concentration increased average 25%. Nitrogen input increased by 12%. No difference between phase Q cultivars. Plantago concentration, nitrogen concentration, NFCO2 increased average by 22%. Nitrogen input increased by 28% concentration. Here again, there are no significant effect for among endophyte cultivars. This biomass nitrogen ratio is similar with biomass ratio. If we get a higher ratio, that means this phase Q get more nitrogen from soil compared to Plantago. So NFCO2 decreased the nitrogen ratio. And high nitrogen input only increased this ratio under NFCO2. This ratio is much higher in E minus endophyte free cultivar than endophyte infected cultivars. So we also look at the root mycorrhizal colonization. The phase to phase Q has very low root colonization. It's not NFCO2 nitrogen input and cultivar didn't affect this colonization percentage. However, Plantago get a much higher colonization, average almost 40%. What interesting is we under Plantago's colonization get a higher number on the NFCO2 than ABCO2, only at the E minus cultivars on the low nitrogen input. This means nitrogen affect the mycorrhizal colonization. So our results showed Plantago grows better than in endophyte infected cultivar than endophyte free cultivars. How could this happen? Until now, we don't know the real mechanism or reason, but we have some speculation. Here is possible reasons. First is in the absence of environmental stresses, endophytes may no longer benefit the host. Instead, need to cost their host. Another reason, some people already started showed the endophytic fungus may enhance root exudate, for example, soluble carbon. This may increase microbial activity in rhizosphere, which may increase nutrients availability, for example, nitrogen mineralization. And also, mycorrhizae may have some function here, mediated the fescue and the plantago interaction, because we showed plantago has a very good mycorrhizae colonization, which may allow access more soil nutrients. We get some conclusion. In the absence of environmental stress, endophyte may have limited effect on competitiveness of tofescue. Second, moderate nitrogen input may enhance fescue competitiveness against weeds. Finally, plantago species may become more competitive under future CO2 condition. With that, I'd like to thank Jeff Barton, Karen Parker, and Dr. Watson for help during experiments and funding agencies. Okay, that's all I have.